In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From the beginning of Luke's Gospel, we know who Jesus is. It starts with Mary's catechesis by the angel Gabriel. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be called Son of the Most High. Another angel tells the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Even the demons get in on the act. In fact, they know who Jesus is better than the human players. One says to Jesus, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And a group of demons, when they were cast out by Jesus, run around crying, "You are the Son of God." And Jesus rebuked them, would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. We also know that Jesus will be a king. Again, the angel Gabriel to Mary. "And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Lofty words, beautiful words, earth-shattering words. Gabriel calls the child to be born in Mary a son of David, a son of the patriarch Jacob, King of an everlasting kingdom. But what does this mean? How does Jesus reign in his kingdom as king? The kingdom of God occurs for the first time in Luke's gospel in these words from today's lesson. "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." Now, Luke gives no explanation of this kingdom, for that's the nature of the kingdom of God. It is really never defined in the Gospels. So we must discern what the good news of the kingdom of God is that Jesus preaches. Advent creates in us a longing for this kingdom and for this king. For did we not begin this season with a king, riding on a colt into Jerusalem, with the people crying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest"? Don't you wonder what sort of king they thought Jesus was that first Holy Week? Don't you think that they expected on that first Palm Sunday a different sort of king? They probably didn't expect that the coronation of this king would be with a crown of thorns, or that his throne would be a cross, or that his kingdom would come as he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." As he tells the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Do you think that they knew that this kingdom was coming as he cast out demons from the possessed man in the synagogue in Nazareth, or as he healed Peter's mother-in-law of that great fever, or as he healed many who were sick with various diseases, or as he cast out all those demons who called him the Son of God and knew him to be the Christ? Do you think that John the Baptist and his disciples knew Jesus was the king when they asked, "Are you the coming one, or shall we expect another?" Perhaps they were waiting for Isaiah's day of vengeance against the enemies of God, for Jesus to break down the walls of the prisons and set the captives free, like John, who rotted in jail. Do you think that they understood that Jesus, the coming one, was bringing in a kingdom of peace, not with vengeance on the enemies of God, but with mercy, simple acts of mercy upon the poor and the humble people of that world, broken by sin and disease, as Jesus bore their griefs and carried their sorrows, absorbing into his own flesh the world's brokenness so that God's vengeance against sin would be on him and not on them. Do your Advent preparations include a meditation on this King who comes to you hidden in the womb of a humble virgin, in the sweet Christmas carols of children, in Luke's simple Christmas story of a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger? This Advent, as you come to his table to receive those holy gifts, your King is coming to you in his kingdom at that very moment as you receive from him mercy and good news and freedom from sin. I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. O Father, light from heaven send, as morning dew, O sun, descend. Drop down, you clouds, the life of spring. To Jacob's line, rain down the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.